My dad and I first visited the Hall of Fame here in Saratoga in 1972 when I was 11. I still remember walking around with my mouth wide open in amazement. At the end of the visit, I confidently told my dad, "I will be in here someday." As any good father will do, he said, "Yes, Mark, you will." But we did it.
Yeah, he did it, and has done it with class throughout his entire career. That's trainer Mark Cassie. That's the way he ended his Hall of Fame induction speech yesterday in Saratoga Springs, New York. It was an emotional speech from Mark. He's an emotional guy. He said he was crying even before he came on stage, and I can certainly believe that. What a moment, and he is with me now to go down the road to the Breeders' Cup here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Mark, first of all, good morning and congratulations, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Mike, and you got me crying. I mean, just listening to it, you know, it's just, it's very emotional.
This will bring you back to reality. My wife, Michelle, was sitting next to me. We were watching your speech on the Hall of Fame website, and the minute you said that you first visited there in 1972, she popped off and said, "Hey, that's the year I was born."
Oh, there you go.
That'll take you back a little bit, man.
Actually, my wife was born too. 1972.
Perfect. Let me tell you, that was something else. It was so special, and we are so happy for you, for Todd, for all of the inductees that got in. Charlie Lopresti, I mean, you talk about another classy individual in the sport. He came up and accepted for Wise Dan. Just a fantastic day.
Yes, it was a day I'll never forget. It was, like I said, very emotional. You know, there was some restless nights leading up to it. So I'm proud of it, but I'm happy to have it behind me, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm sure. I noticed when Tina came up to help you with the one segment of your speech where you started talking about your mom and the sacrifices she made and how, quite frankly, you probably wouldn't be where you are today without those sacrifices. Tina had to come up and read that for you, and I can understand why, because in all the conversations we've ever had on this program and privately, I never knew that story. And I have to tell you, I was teary-eyed listening to her go through it.
Yeah, very, very. I haven't, you know, shared that with very many people. You know, but this was a special occasion, and you know, I knew because I had read through the speech and practiced it, you know, a few times, and I couldn't get through it. So I forewarned her. I said, "There's a very good shot I'm not going to get through this. So if I look at you, you've got to come." And she was like a speeding bullet, you know, and she told me afterwards, "I'm glad you did the rest, because I started crying and I wouldn't have been able to finish." So yeah, my mom, that was you know, talk about love, you know, she did it for me.
Yeah, what a wonderful story that was, and just another part of the great story that is Hall of Fame trainer Mark Cassie. And I'll say it this way, dual Hall of Fame trainer Mark Cassie. Could you ever imagine, Mark, two Hall of Fames?
Somebody mentioned to me if I wanted to try Mexico for a while that I could get all of North America. But so, you know, I couldn't, like I had said, you know, I told my dad I would get in there one day. He probably never doubted it, but I can't say I was, you know, after, you know, there were many years I wouldn't have believed it. I often have days or weeks and say, "And you're going in the Hall of Fame?"
Yeah.
You know, when you have a bad week or a bad day.
Yeah, well, you always have that to fall back on now. And Price Bell was on the program with me in the beginning of the show today. He was talking about his consignment at the Saratoga sale next week, but his grandmother, Alice Healy Chandler, was inducted yesterday as a pillar of the turf, and somebody who is just has done so much for the sport of thoroughbred racing that was so well deserved.
Absolutely.
I asked Price what it was like to see his grandmother's plaque and read her story in the Hall of Fame. What was it like for you to stand there and look at the plaque that said Mark Cassie?
I just, you know, it's just, I still don't really believe it. I went last night, Tina and I went, and we watched the show, you know, the new show there. And to believe, you know, that I'm in there with all those icons of racing, and it's just, I don't know. I don't know if it's totally hit me, but yeah, it's quite amazing, you know. Especially Mike, this is not—it's not something that, you know, I decided I wanted to do 20 years ago or 25 years ago. It's what I wanted to do since I was a little boy, and so it's you know, everything I've concentrated on forever, and to have it. And then to have it at Saratoga, have it in a pavilion where, you know, been coming to since I was 10 or 11. My dad had an RV, and we would park it out in the parking lot. Fazek Tipton would let my dad park it there. We would stay there. I'd come eat breakfast and lunch at the snack shack. And my dad and I actually yesterday, driving to the event, I rode down a road. I don't even know the name of it. I just know it by looks, and showed my wife where him and I would stop and eat pizza. We would walk because the racing form used to come out at night around 9 o'clock, I think the night before, and we would walk and we'd have pizza, and then we would wait for the racing form and come home, and you know, some great memories.
Talking with dual Hall of Famer Mark Cassie here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Mark, there isn't much left to accomplish when you get into two Hall of Fames. You've reached the pinnacle of success in the sport of thoroughbred racing. What is it that still motivates you every day?
Well, I have some very loyal owners that have, obviously I wouldn't be where I am today without them. And what motivates me is not to let them down. You know, they've given me a privilege. It's a privilege to train racehorses. It's a privilege, you know, when an owner gives you his horse. And so that's what drives me. It drives me. I don't like failing. I don't like letting people down. So that drives me. I want to win the Kentucky Derby. And if I don't, I mean, I guess I don't, but I'm going to give it every ounce I have to get that one thing accomplished. If you ask me beyond that, what do I want? Really nothing. I'm confident. I mean, I feel very fortunate to have done, you know, what I've done, and I don't need more. I just need to continue, and like I said, continue to do the best I can for every owner. And it doesn't matter, Mike, you know, if it's a $10,000 claimer. I mean, we won a race last night last race at Woodbine for Hesty Sports, Maiden 10. And you know what? I take that serious. They've entrusted their horses to me, and it's my job to win. So it doesn't matter whether it's the Kentucky Derby or Maiden 10, the last race at Woodbine. I want to win.
Yeah, very competitive, and that's one of the reasons that Mark Cassie is in two Hall of Fames. Mark, this segment is called Road to the Breeders' Cup, so let's talk about a few of the horses that you have running today who we may see in the Breeders' Cup later this year at Del Mar. You've already got 5 Breeders' Cup wins to your credit. Saratoga. You run 2 horses in the Test Stakes, Make Mischief and Super Sensational, and then come back with Palazzi in the Saratoga Derby Invitational. Tell me about those horses.
Well, both, you know, Super Sensational was sensational, or last start at Belmont. She was impressive. She put up some numbers that would make her very competitive in the Breeders' Cup Philly sprint down the road. I want to, you know, it's nice to see it once. You want to see it twice or three times. So, you know, we're keeping our fingers crossed that she can give us the same performance. She's trained very well. So I would expect a good effort out of her. Make Mischief. She's a nice filly. Seems to be getting better, but she's going to have to step up her game. She's going to have to run the race of her life to have a shot today. But if you're not in it, you can't win it. Palazzi is a different story. I feel bad for Palazzi. He's been very unlucky in his last couple starts. No pace, stuck down, you know, on the inside. And he's a long shot, but if they set some pace, you know, he might surprise them. He'll come running, I think. So is he a grade one horse? He still has to prove that.
You know, Brad,
I like my horse in California today.
Yeah, I was just going to go there.
Pal. Yeah, Papa Cat. I feel like I thought all along this spring that he was one of our best two-year-olds. He surprised me how fast he was when we started him down at Gulfstream. Brought him back to Ocala, trained him there. Was been very happy with how he trained. Again, you know, it's hard to base a horse's ability off of one race. So you want to see, you like to see a couple before you get real excited. But I would tell you this, if on a A, B, C, D, training wise, he's an A, maybe an A plus. So,
wow.
Yeah, I expect big things out of him.
Brad Free from the Daily Racing Forum, who covers Del Mar, was on the show with me earlier, and he talked in glowing terms about that debut by Papa Cap and the way that he's been training. So you've got him in your corner too.
Yeah. So, you know, I think it's a good spot. So far we tried a little experiment. We went out there and, we did something a little different with Tex Sutton down, and it's not as easy to ship horses. So we actually vanned them all out. So far, they've handled it very well, him being one, is, you know, and like I said, our horses have ran well. If he shows up, he'll be tough to beat, I think.
This show, Mark, is presented by our friends at Woodbine Entertainment. They've been remarkable in supporting us over the years, and we love when we get a chance to visit Woodbine. You have a horse today in the Georgian Bay Stakes, Meet the Soprano. What can you tell me about him?
It's a filly. She's never run on the grass. She's fast. I didn't have her as a two-year-old. Got her as a three-year-old. She's trained better than she's ran. And those people, you know, they're from Ontario. They love horse racing, and it'd be very special to be able to win this race for them. I think she's got a shot. I do. It's just how she takes to the grass.
Listen, I know it's been a very emotional time for you, and it's been a very special time, and I don't want to take any more of your Saturday morning. So go enjoy the rest of the time with friends and family, and Mark, again.
Well, I'm actually looking at yearlings. So we're working on next year. So.
It never ends.
I think Mike Rapoli said it, and it's true. It's like a marathon and that never ends, and that would – be a great way to describe Todd and I's job. It's a marathon. There's no time to rest.
Well, go get it done, Hall of Famer. Congratulations.
Thank you. Have a good day. Mark. Bye.